I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
The short sleeves are on. It is a nice spring evening at Glebe FC Foxbury Avenue for tonight's crucial Scheffel playoff leg.
Semi-final.
I was going to say first leg. It is the first leg. It's no, also it's the semi-leg. Semi-final. It's also the third leg. Semi-final.
There is no leg.
There is no leg. You are the leg.
It's
between
be
Glebe FC and Erith Town. As you just heard from Cliche Chris, it has to be done tonight.
There will be a winner and there will be a loser.
There will be a winner, there will be a loser. And it is going to be tense because there are a lot of people here tonight. The stand
is... It's a massive turnout.
It's a big, big turnout. The stand is full.
It's only 20 minutes to negotiate getting in and then getting back out of the car park because you couldn't...
Absolutely. But we are here with Rob.
Watcher
indeed. We're here with Cliche Chris.
And my wife ain't even here. She's stuck in traffic. Yay!
Yeah, good. Savour these moments.
Glebe. My ears are clean.
I'm also here with Under-9 club captain Lennon.
Hello.
Hello indeed. I'm here with club Under-9 centre forward Edward.
Hi.
I'm here with Daisy and Stan.
Hi.
Hello. And where's Harry? There he is. And I'm here with young Harold. How are we, Harry?
Fine.
Good. Took you a while to realise. But well done. But we are here. Big, strong squad out today.
I can't believe their number 7 styled his air raid.
Well, yeah, that's a good look. I'm liking the Glebe captain's armband blending in with the red shirt there from the centre forward. But the team that's out today, we've got Jack Holland, Milo, George Goodwin, JJ, Callum McGeehan, Tom Ash. Harrison Carnegie, James Dyer, Harry Taylor, Ollie Milton with Axel Foley in goal.
Lovely. It's a nice strong team.
Nervous? Because there's a few people nervous here. I actually feel surprisingly calm.
I'm not nervous, but I just... Well, I guess I'm a little bit nervous. I was all right coming here. Then when I got here and saw the number of people and how big the crowd was, I just got a little bit kind of like, whoa, this is a big deal.
No, exactly. As always, we will check in if anything happens. It remains 0-0. Now, I might be a little bit older.
A little bit, thanks.
Still not 40, but I would
You're
never
really clinging on to that, aren't you?
Ever.
He is the youngest member of the podcast. Yeah.
By some considerable age, thank you very much. But I would never, ever wear boots as pink as Jack Holland's.
No, they are very pink. He's promoting the Barbie movie, I'm sure.
Absolutely. We could all do with a bit of Margot Robbie.
Well, who couldn't? Yeah, absolutely.
For acting purposes, purely.
But we are very old-fashioned. We do like the old black boot or black and white. The old copper Mundells maybe is about as fancy as I'd go.
Yeah, nice pair of Sondicos. Yeah. Are they Sondicos or Sondicos?
Sondicos.
Sondicos, whatever they are. Ball goes up high-headed, clear by Callum McGeehan. Chris, 6 minutes in, is now comparing this to a chess match. We've had a moment where Milo seems to have got through the midfield with relative ease. But at the moment, it's still very... not tense is the wrong words, but both teams seem they just want to keep hold of the ball, not make a mistake.
Yeah, they're playing like it's more important to not lose than it is to win at the moment. It'll open up because it has to.
Yeah.
And nobody wants to play extra time or pens or any of that stuff. So it will open up. But at the moment, they're just feeling each other out, seeing out what they think they can get away with. And they're doing what the immortal Graham Souness used to describe as trying to figure out who the dummy is.
Yeah.
Because they're the one you're going to go at.
Yeah, reminder in this game today, long ball played over the top to the left wing of Glebe, who've just come in the box, managed to get a turnaround Tom Ash, but Tom Ash does well to recover block and clear it out the area as far as Dyer. Dyer manages to get head off it, goes to Jack Collin. Jack Collin plays it long up the field, basically into just space, really. Callum McGeehan there, you just heard from the Lino saying that he played him on side, but he cleared the ball. Won those games so far, it's very in the air. Just as a reminder, I was going to say before the Glebe attack, that this is the only game out of the four playoff teams between Erith, Corinthian, Dill and Faversham that Erith have either neither beat nor lost to. 2-1 ones.
That's good to know.
Yeah. Yeah, it is. Corinthians obviously had the two wins over Erith. Faversham
except for the final.
Except for fun.
So when it counted.
Yeah. Faversham had the win and the loss. And Dill had the two wins in the league as well. So, yes, it's really all to play for here. Glebe, at one point, were top of the league for a noticeable period until Dill made the time up with their games in hand. And let's be fair, Erith were always one of the teams flirting with playoffs all day, won't they? But made it in.
Yeah, we got waylaid a little bit by two cup finals, which we won. You know, we end up with a lot of extra games I don't think anyone was really banking on at the beginning of the season. You know, it's a nice problem to have, but nobody thought we were going to have it.
Mm.
But once they were out of the way and the cup finals were done, it was just concentrate on the league. And although we did play a lot of games in a short space of time, we did what we needed to do.
Yep, exactly. So that's what it is. And, I think someone's just nicked my nephew's ball, so he's going to get it. Bless him. Good luck. 0-0. Crossing from the right-hand side from Glebe, just across goal, and Tom Ash clears it. There was a mistake there that saw the ball get played out to the right, and that was a bit of a nervous moment, Robert.
It was. I don't know how the ball managed to go. None of the Glebe players anticipated the cross going right across the goal the way it did. And when it missed everybody, Tom Ash decided to do the decent thing and hoof it up the pitch, which is what you really needed at that point.
Yeah.
Regain a little bit of control on the situation. But that should never have happened.
Yeah, and it is getting really packed down here at the moment, Chris, isn't it?
Yeah, Robert. No, it's really packed. I don't know how many's in here, but good attendance. Like, the league's done, you know, big game. And it draws in a big crowd. And like you was just saying there, that was a good cross that if you don't cut it out on the near post and that ball goes through like it did, you know, very dangerous.
Yeah.
But we got away with it. Tom Ash was there, wasn't there. They never really attacked it. So,
Exactly.
We've had a few good, nice moments. As I say, it's a bit of a test match at the moment. Both teams kind of feeling each other out, neither really putting too much into it. We turned them around and going...
Mistake at the back there, played to Harrison Carnegie, crossed in. And it's just headed clear by Glebe. The sort of chinks in the armour are starting to show a little bit now, I think. We've had that opening 10-15 minutes where it's been a bit gingerly played, but the cracks in the armour are showing.
Yeah, they are. We're getting in. We've had a couple of good crosses in that we haven't managed to get on top of. They are defending well, to be fair.
Oh, JJ misses a header.
Lucky that one there.
That was a bit lucky, yeah.
Good job the Lino was on it.
Absolutely.
But yeah, we have shown we can get in. We just need to, you know, do the decent thing and put a little round thing in the big rectangular thing.
Yeah, absolutely. It remains 0-0. Glebe again on the right hand side, cuts in and gets a shot in. Great block there by Jack Holland. They're finding this space on these wings a bit too easily for me.
Yeah, and there's been a couple of times where we've dived in way too early and they've just skipped past us and left ourselves open, which we need to control. You know, we're playing really nicely through the middle and into the final third, but we're panicking a bit when they start to come onto us. And I know they're a good team and all that kind of stuff, but we need to not panic.
Yeah. Well, we was literally just saying there, I mean, we don't pretend to know what Adam's tactics are or the opposition manager, but there... corner comes in from the right-hand side, headed out well there by Callum McGeehan, and George Goodwin does well to get a block in. And we're going to stay with this because the ball's on the edge of the box. Played out to the 11 for Glebe, who's going to look to play it back across, but he's gone back home. Going back to it, you don't really want to say that you know what the tactics are, but we just said off mic a moment ago, you can very much tell the tactics may have been don't concede in the first 15-20 minutes.
Yeah, keep it tight first 15, don't let anything stupid happen. And then let's see what happens when we get to 15:20.
Yeah.
And it starts to open up. Because what will happen is, you know, people start to get tired and all that kind of stuff. The pressure of it will start to tell, because the longer it goes without a goal, the longer each member of the team, or both teams, is going to be sitting thinking, we've got to score, we've got to score, we've got to score. It does give you the impression that it might just be one goal that nicks this.
Yeah. I actually am quite impressed with the tempo it's been played so far. It's not necessarily 100 million miles an hour, but it's
controlled, isn't it? Controlled. It's measured. Like I say, it's a bit of a chess match at the moment. And like Rob was saying, I think, like, as the away team, you put the pressure on the home team. You keep it tight, don't you? The pressure will build on the home team if they don't score the goal. You see it with so many teams, you know. You're 0-0 at half-time, and the home fans maybe get a bit frustrated. Home team get a bit frustrated and it builds.
He's onside, the Thames onside. He pretends to beat the line. He's touched it, ran. Forgot his name, Mackenzie Foley. Cross comes into the far and he's tapped in. He's tapped in on the far post. 1-0. The chess game, as we were saying. Do you know what? You said it was offside. The 10 did beat the line. The 10 beat the line. Well, Glebe take the lead. I think, to be honest with the line over there, give credit where it's due. He looks onside. He's done well to get around Foley. Foley's done well to recover as the ball's gone out wide and the cross is just too good on the far post and he's tapped it in from close.
I don't think he tapped it in. I think the ball was in before he tapped it in. That was a cross shot that went over the line. Either way, we're a goal down because the linesman was 10 yards off the pace.
It turned out, dear listener, because the linesman's near him. 1-0 to the home side. Here, Tanner awarded a free kick, I'd say about 5-10 yards out of the penalty area. Dyer standing over it. Woody's not happy with where the wall is placed, which you can probably hear from the other side. Whistle is blown. Oh, and it is straight into the wall. Milo dinks it back over to Harry Taylor. Harry Taylor chests it. It's on the volley! And it is tipped over the bar. That's a great hit on the turn by Harry Taylor there. Yeah, it's a fantastic save. It was destined for the top corner. Destined.
How high he got his foot then as well on a sort of cart-hill. I thought that was going to go a mile over the bar.
I thought he was auditioning for What a Feeling by Irene, what's her name, the way he's got those moves in.
Cara.
So, Cara, that's the one. Walter.
Oh, here we go.
Corner comes in as far as the box. Milo has a shot on the volley and it goes agonisingly wide. Yeah. By agonisingly, I mean about 8 yards wide.
Yeah, agonisingly wide.
Yeah. Do you know what, so far at the moment for me, it's not battle of the goalkeepers because Foley was unlucky with the last one, but Glebe's goalkeepers kept him in that with that save.
Yes, definitely. And he did well because, you know, he must have sent it through a crowd of bodies. Harrison Carnegie's just done really well to nick the ball off their winger there, and now he's coming in. And that'll be a throw to us.
1-0 still. Carnegie now with the ball on the right hand side tries to get across him, but it's blocked and cleared by the Glebe defence there. It's some of the mistakes are starting to creep in, and we're just not. We're just not getting the...
Edit it!
Oh, should have edited it. Ball's coming near us there. My life flashed before my eyes. I would have edited it if that was me. That's just the type of man I am.
We ain't got enough time for my life to flash before my eyes.
That's why it's good being the youngest member of the pod by a considerable age. The mistakes are creeping in.
They are. I think the goals rattled us because we were playing well up to that point, and it was a stupid one to give away. But yeah, we're not on it. We're not maintaining our shape at the moment. We're letting too many silly things go. So yeah.
Good block there by George Gwynn. To be fair though, I don't think it's necessarily...
It's not terrible.
I don't think it's necessarily we're playing bad. I think Glebe are actually playing quite well.
They are. The goal has given them tons of confidence. So make no mistake, they got the goal and all of a sudden they stepped up the pace and started, you know, making nice little triangles and passing the ball around and stuff because... You know, they're 1-0 up.
This is confidence,
it's like everything. Confidence is a massive boost to everybody.
This is clearly the clearly he needs to. Don't get me wrong. And you just mentioned it a minute ago. Dyer's barely touched the ball, but that might be a combination of a lack of service to him as well.
Yeah, probably a lack of service to him. But he could get him, you know, without wanting to do him down. He could
the diets, get, listen, be careful.
Yeah, without wanting to do him down, he could be a little bit more involved at the beginning of the game. I don't want to have to wait for the 85 minute for him to get an equaliser because I'd have to, my heart could take it.
But the Twitter views go up more then.
That's what he does.
I think you're fine with James. He's the type of player you have to get in the game. You have to play balls to his feet. We haven't really played any balls to his feet. And again, we're kind of... This high line is dangerous tonight because they're getting in there three times now. But I just don't think like we're not playing to his strengths at the moment. We're playing a little bit long. We're playing Terry Taylor. The knock-ons haven't gone to James. We need to get the ball down a little bit and maybe make a few passes, 5 yards, play a few basic passes and have a little bit more.
Right. We also said it as well before a ball was even kicked in, before we pressed record. What is a factor in this game massively so far that a lot of people seem to be overlooking?
Go on, you're going to tell us.
How much of a slope is this pitch?
Oh, yeah, no, it's out of a slope.
First half, yeah.
You know, and Glebe using the downhill at the moment. I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm not necessarily saying that it's totally dependent and that's on their dominance, but it does help playing downhill.
Oh, yeah, no, playing downhill helps massively, and we, you know, hopefully that'll be to our benefit in the second half. But at the same time, you know, early doors, they should be able to run up this minor slope without too much grief. They're all young, fit blokes, so... You know, it shouldn't be too much of a problem. Yeah. 25 minutes in, I can imagine it'll start to wear a little bit, but, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. It remains 1-0 to Glebe. There's still plenty of time for it to get into this, but at the moment it is the home side that is the sharper of the two. 1-0. Ollie Milton plays a ball inside to Kaigi, and it's tipped over the bar again. Can you watch your language? It's a family show.
Can't help it. That was one.
We've just been talking
save.
About Falling Down. What a good film, by the way.
It was a good film.
You remind me of Michael Douglas in that film.
Oh,
he's an angry man who walks around with no purpose. Make of that what you will. Have you seen Falling Down?
I have, yes.
Good film, isn't it?
It's a good film, yes.
Yeah. What's he say? I'm not economically viable. Is that what he says?
Yeah,
there we are.
What is wrong with this picture?
Yeah.
You've got to say, their keeper's made three.
Cross comes in from the left hand side by Jack Holland. It just spills across the. It spills across as far as Tomáš. Tomáš is absolutely busting the gut to catch their defender. I'll tell you what. Do you know what? Talking of films, he reminded me of the T-1000 in Terminator and Tomáš.
Yep. You were going to have to put a couple of big metal arms in the boot of your car there.
Yeah. I might use that gif. That was a great run. He done really well to recover that then. I think if that was me, I'd have to have a sit down, I think.
If that was me, you'd be getting the defibrillator out, quite frankly.
You'd be in your
head. Handball!
Handball ref! Come on! And now offside flags play. Yeah, if that was you running, you'd be in the electric car after.
Oh, yeah, no, absolutely.
Well done, Tomáš. 1-0. We'll take this moment to advertise the new yellow bucket hat from the club. What do we think, Rob? Do we like the yellow?
It's lovely, I like it. So I do like a drop of the yellow. And the photograph it on the another club shop on that nice, you know, with the daisies and the green. It's perfectly summery. If you're looking for a bucket hat for the summer,
£20, what a bargain.
£20 worth of yellow Earth Town Dockers bucket hat is all you need.
Do you know what I think when I see that bucket hat? Yeah. What's the markup?
I have no idea, not my department, but what I will say is, if you want to see and be seen in the local naturist resort, then that's what you need.
They won't be looking at anything else, still looking at the bucket hat.
Not with me, anyway.
All we need is someone to model it now.
Yes, we have had the chief diet offer to model the hat.
Oh, yeah.
Because apparently the most senior diet, he likes to wear his red one quite a lot. I've heard he wears it in the bath.
I think he should get one of each colour.
I think he should. Does he have a spare £60?
I reckon he probably does.
Yeah, if you feel like donating £60 to the senior diet who can be seen walking around the streets of Bermondsey in an Earith Town bucket hat, you know what to email, info@earithtown.com. But no, collector's items, red, white and yellow. And it was good to see the diets get a mention in the tweet, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. Very nice.
Yeah, they've got quite the cult following. I mean, nobody's asked me about them. Yeah, well, nobody's asked me about them or emailed about them or tweeted about them, but I like to think that they have their own fans.
Yeah, there's a mystique to them.
Isn't it just...
Everyone's thinking, who the hell is he talking about?
Yeah, exactly. The diets, where have you been? Anyway, it remains at 1-0 in this semi-final. And yes, well done, JJ. I was just saying about how Irith seems to be doing okay in the midfield and pressing, but for me, Glebe have been really impressive defensively tonight.
They have. They're getting the better of us in both boxes, and ultimately that's what counts. Whereas I think we're doing really well in midfield.
James Dyer on the ball on the left-hand side in a lot of space. He has a nice touch, dinks it forward to Jack Holland, who's hit him on the overlap. Jack Holland now on the edge of the box, gets a shot in and is deflected. But there's a good example there. Great little build-up by Erif on the left-hand side, exploiting a bit of a mistake there, and they just get back well covered and get the blocking.
They do, but, you know, to be fair, we are taking a little bit too long when we get forward like that. You know, we're jinking a bit too much inside-outside, blah, blah, blah. Put an early cross in before they've had time to set, and we might stand a better chance of getting something out of one of these.
Absolutely.
But we are definitely getting forward, and at the moment, their keeper is keeping them in it because we've had three absolutely... We've pulled three worldy saves out of him.
Yeah, so far. Corner coming in from the left-hand side by Milo. It's called in towards the far post. And again, they get up so well. And they've got on the end of that and headed it out for another corner. Chris, are you... just saying it to Rob there. Are you impressed with Glebe's defending tonight?
Yeah, they've been all right. But let's not be too critical of Erif or too confident with them, because we've had three really good chances where we have opened them up. You know?
Oh, no, I'm not saying that we've not done anything. They've defended really well.
They have, but you've got to give credit to their keeper, because, you know, another keeper another day, we may have had two or three goals from those, because he's pulled two out from the top corner and obviously the save from Mary Taylor. So, you know, their keeper has really kept them sort of in this half, and we probably deserve a goal. But I would say that they look really dangerous, their front four. They drop, a couple of them drop, and they sort of play balls off to each other with a couple of runners. And quite often those runners aren't necessarily the strikers. They get in front of the strikers, and they look dangerous for me on that, you know, on the slope going down. That's a good ball, but the keeper's got it, yeah.
So close to the keeper.
Yeah,
but you expect a challenge there, don't you?
Whether they're going to be as dangerous second half uphill, I don't know. But certainly this half, they look really dangerous down the hill, down the slope, in and out, sort of behind our sort of back four. So that's all we've got to watch. I think if we can try and nick a goal for half time, but don't concede a second, then we're in the game.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
I mean, the key to it is to get in at half time as it is, regroup, have a little bit of a word, see where we can change things around a little bit, maybe try a slightly different approach, whatever the coaching team have noticed during the first half. And then come back out as we're going downhill in the second half.
Not long to go now. Not that I've seen a board or anything, or I'm looking at my watch. I've just seen the Glebe management team pull the tunnel out. So that must tell you not long to go. 1-0. We're back for the second half.
We are. It's Tomash.
How was the spread?
It was very nice. Very professional. Lovely. All the things you like, you know.
Do you know what one thing I will say?
Pork pies, scotch eggs, sausage roll, you know, all the stuff. Nice.
I have to say, their chip game is good here. They were good chips out there.
They were actually, yes, very good.
Worth nice. £3?
Wow. Wow. I don't know about that, but yeah, they were worth £3, I'd say. They were good. Was it free scrum in it? I'll give that a 10 out of 10.
Yeah. That's a bit strong. I'm with the unofficial member of the diet. You just chatted with the chief diet. Granddad diet, didn't you?
Yeah, he was very sick.
He's a nice man.
Yeah.
Nice man. He likes a bucket hat. Oh, Chief Chilli. He was saying how much he likes the pod. Oh. Yeah. 17,000 downloads we've had, and they was all him. He himself has contributed.
See, it's all the time you got in your hands when you retired, I suppose.
That's what it is. Yeah, I'll listen to that bit again while I'm gardening. But what did you think of the first half?
You were parking
at the time.
I was trying to find a parking space, yeah, because there's so many people here.
Yeah, yeah, and you know that Dyer only performs in the second half. A ball's headed over the top towards Harrison Carnegie, who's battling in the penalty area, but just defended well by the Glebe defence there. Have you ever seen Invasion of the Body Snatchers? It's a bit like that, isn't it, where they're all just came from nowhere into our spot.
Yeah, absolutely. It's just, you know, all of a sudden, it's one of the things about non-league football that makes it great, but also makes it really annoying, which is like everybody from one half of the pitch walks around to the other half of the pitch at half-time. Yeah. We're going to have a great view of all the goals raining into the Glebe net.
Absolutely. Milo standing over the ball now about 10, 15 yards into the Glebe half. We're looking for the bulges. Yeah. The bulges followed by the penetration would be superb.
We're going to penetrate them tonight.
Yeah, absolutely.
Some aggressive thrusting moves.
Yep. Lofted towards the far post. And George Goodwin. Oh, it's going flicks and tricks and goes out for a corner. It's a good penetration.
Amazing.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it, just?
Yeah.
People are going to kill me when they hear this back. Dyer with the international symbol for I'm going to kick it, someone get on the end of it, which is I'm sticking my arm up, about to be taken. Jim has made another high-profile game for Erif Town. Well done, Jim, walking past us. Yep, he is still alive. Robin did have to double-take. Cornerback's coming now from the right-hand side. Dyer with the left foot. It's high. It's towards the goalkeeper. It's headed. Oh, how has that not gone in? Somehow it's cleared off the goal line, cleared off Harrison Carnegie. And it's now still 1-0, but got to make more of these corners, boys. 1-0. I'll tell you what, now it's Mackenzie Foley's turn to pull off an absolute worldie of a save there, reminiscent of his Kent Senior Trophy final save there. A cross comes over from the left-hand side, the cross beats Jack Holland on the far, headers back across goal. I thought that was in.
Yeah, it looked like it was in to me, but somehow or another he manages to get a claw to it and tip it over. With the help of the bar, but it was he had to be there. But yeah, it was a great save, a terrific save.
It was, wasn't it? Chris, what do you think of the save there?
Yeah, it was a really good save. I think he sort of made a step forward, so he made it hard for himself, and I'm thinking, oh no, this is going over him, but he managed to get a hand up and it's fantastic save, push it onto the bar, so yeah.
Honorary Diet, what did you think of the save?
Say what comes to mind.
Go on.
Squeaky bum time.
Squeaky bum time indeed. It's as if someone who is lactose intolerant has had too much cheese pizza, isn't it? In joke there, 1-0. It's getting tense now. The arms come up from James Dye on the right hand side. Left foot towards the far post. Who's going to meet on the far? It's a Glebe header again. Do you know what? Glebe are dealing with everything so well. They are. This, do you know what, without trying to be too superlative, this is a defensive masterclass from Glebe tonight.
Yeah, they are first to everything. But then again, we're putting so much up in the air and they got a bunch of really tall lads. You know, change it up a bit. Just change it up a bit. Do something different.
Corner comes in from the left-hand side this time. Keeper does well. He pats it and then catches it and it's on the way down. Defensively, they've been superb for me tonight, Glebe.
Yeah, they have been really, really well organised. You know, shouting for each other, calling for each other, helping their mates out, doing all the things you're supposed to do in defence, and they've been great at it. I don't think we've been terrible, but everything we've had more attack than they have the entire game. But they're dealing with everything.
Yeah.
They're dealing with everything.
Yeah, and let's be honest as well. Woody will probably say similar at the end. But you know, for actually clear cut chances, Glebe have had two from memory. The goal and then the one that was just tipped over the bar.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And
lad, it's with us. That's all right. Oh, what's he did there? Oh, the refs give a foul throw there.
I mean, how often do you see a foul throw?
Yeah, but it was a foul throw.
It was a foul throw, but how often do you see him called out?
Yeah, but this well, it's little mistakes coming in because we had too much rush. We had the ball. Now we've cheaply give it away. It remains 1-0 to Glebe, but this is on an absolute knife edge for me. Either team makes a mistake now, and the other's in 1-0. A free kick given to Irith Tan there after a foul on Harry Taylor after he was assaulted.
It was assaulted in the middle of the pitch.
He was. Mackenzie Foley with a long kick towards goal. Oh, George Goodwin gets on the end of it and heads it back across goal. And it's like a yard out. And now it's played back in by Jack Collins to absolutely no one. The sharpness is going for me. There's a couple of moments where we're not thinking quick enough. George Goodwin gets the header back across goal and it literally just rolls, doesn't it? Rolls across the line, yeah, from 2 yards out.
Absolutely.
Just no one sees it. And, you know, without naming names, because, you know, it's been a long season. The boys have worked hard. Adam Woodward was saying it. But for me, it's just, we just haven't got that sharpness that we've had in recent weeks.
No, this is beginning to wear on them. And I think the problem is when you've been so dominant on the ball, you've had so many chances and nothing seems to be going your way, you just can't beat them. Eventually, there must come a point where you sit there and go, I don't know if I can do this anymore, which is wrong and bad. And nobody really thinks that they think that. But, you know, it's hard work.
Do you know what? Harry Taylor for me tonight has been absolutely superb.
Yeah, he's been on everything. He's won every ball in the air. He's been trying to make stuff happen. He's been doing everything he can.
Milo now with the ball. He sees the keeper off his line. Oh, keeper again. With an absolute worldie of a save. And this, yeah, good link up there. And Milo showing what he can do.
Yeah, great shot. A little bit higher, a little bit harder. That might have gone in the corner, but that keeper saw it all the way and made a good save.
Yeah, remains 1-0. Frustratingly. Free kick in a dangerous area, like they say on Match of the Day.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And this one is going to be floated into the box. And with any luck, it will drop to an Erith Town player rather than be headed away by a Glebe player. Yeah. Although, to be fair, based on the previous 70-odd minutes, I'm not hopeful.
Chris, how do we think it's going this half?
Frustrating, I think, to be honest with you. Look, we're giving it a go. Their keeper's made another couple of good saves, but they're not clear-cut chances. We haven't really got through them, but then there's a chance. This could be it.
Oh, it's cleared off to go. Yes! Thomas! Thomas! He is the greatest trainer of children you'll ever see.
Yes.
He has been superb tonight. Free kick from the left-hand side goes over the defence and goalkeeper from Glebe. It's headed back across, cleared off the goal line, goes as far as Tomas, and with a wand of a left foot, it's in the back of the net.
I think it's going. That's going wonderful. I think wonderful. It'll be a superb second half.
You know nothing about football. Everything we've said before, ignore. 1-1, game on. Woodward so delighted. The follicles in his head are growing back.
That would be a sight to see.
Absolutely. Give it till 90 minutes, you might have an afro. 1-1.
Where are you going?
Free kick awarded to the Dockers on the left-hand side after Bradley Ryan is abused.
Absolutely.
Torn apart. Stop giving away free kicks!
Or keep giving away free kicks.
Yeah, it's practically on the corner play.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Let's see what comes from this. This is exciting times. Very exciting. But I'll tell you what, both sides have given good accounts of themselves tonight.
They have. It's been a good game, all in all. To be fair, it's been very tactical, much more than I thought it was going to be. It's been a good game.
Milo standing over the ball on the left-hand side, as you say there, Rob, what, 2-3 yards away from the corner flag, if
so
that. Referee is looking for any movement. It's crossed in towards the far, tipped over by the goalkeeper there. We've got another corner. This is exciting stuff, is it not?
School trips.
Don't worry about school trips. Not at this moment in time.
I got put with mum, but then mum didn't.
Right, okay. Watch that game. We've all been Sea Life.
Eddie,
well, yeah, one of them.
I went to Rochester Castle.
Anyway, left-hand side corner comes in. The referee whistles his mouth. It's long, it's high. Tips again. Yeah, what's he doing?
Get a grip, referee.
It's tipped wide by the goalkeeper and the ref gives a free kick. It remains 1-1. The children are going on a school trip soon.
He's falling over like he fancies his pen.
Fantastic from Bradley Ryan on the left-hand side.
Let's go.
It comes in to Ladish Belconi. Was it a pullback or a complete scuff? Either way.
Doesn't matter. Harry Taylor is there.
Falls to Harry Taylor.
Harry Taylor was Johnny on the spot there.
And there we go. 2-1. Erith Town. Wow. Wow.
Wow, wow, wow.
Wow, wow, wow indeed. 2-1. And they've finally broken through. Second goal they've scored. But you know what I mean. Glebe have been defending superbly tonight. And it's taken an absolute gladiatorial effort to get through. And all of our Maximuses are out there.
I think we have been faster going forward in the last 15, 20. And that going,
six plus added minutes.
That going downhill thing, I think that has paid off. Going down in the second half.
Yeah, definitely.
But now we've just got to hold out. We've got to hold out for, what is it? Six.
How long, Lino? Sorry, mate.
6 minutes plus added.
6 plus whatever's added. Don't worry about adding too much. Yeah, 2-1.
Keep going for it.
We trust you, Lino. You're having a corker. A couple of minutes ago now, we're 6 minutes added on. It's
played about two of them.
It's not even a couple. It's 32 it was, and it's 38 now, so it can only be a minute.
Yeah, it's very tense though.
Yeah. Do you know what? Keeper does well there. Big high kick runs to the edge area to catch it. Big kick by the Glebe goalkeeper. JJ and George Goodwin both go for the same ball. A little moment of madness there. And could have led to a bit of an error. Taz has been brought on for Milo recently. And he's doing well just to hold it all up in the midfield. James Dyer is absolutely out on his feet.
As you can tell, his hamstrings must be really playing up. His hamstrings are more like elastic bands at the moment.
Yeah, he's still not invited to us to the party.
No,
but we'll forget that.
So, you know,
it's outrageous.
Who cares about him and his bleeding hamstrings?
just not really, Joe. Like,
this is what happens when you do an aggressive Saturday night by Wickfield.
Whoa. Yeah.
Really not long to go now.
I think this could be the last.
Children are riveted by this game, aren't we, boys?
Yes!
Looking for a higher foot there. Aaron,
I still Jeffrey, can't believe we're winning.
Dyer with a ball headed towards Ladich. Ladich, Melkonian back towards Dyer, some odd 1-2. Now we've got Bradley Ryan, who's on the other side of the field.
Well, Tom.
Tomash slips but manages to get a block in. Foul in the middle of the park.
Taz just runs over that geezer.
Not long to go now. Yellow card is shown to Taz. He does well. He's only been on a couple of minutes. He's got a fine already.
Yeah, absolutely.
Good old Taz.
That's what he's on for.
That's what he's on for.
Probably the last kick of
the game. We can't tempt fate. There's not long to go in this one here. Goalkeeper goes up to take the kick at half-time. Goalkeeper comes to take the kick at half-time on the halfway line. Every single player from Glebe is in their half. It's kicked towards goal. And he catches well. Mackenzie Foley.
Taken.
Well done, Axel. I loved him in Beverly Hills Cop. I love him in goal.
Absolutely, he's great, terrific, one of the best. He took that really well.
Absolutely.
Did everything he was supposed to do, and now he's just going to like see a little bit of time out.
Big Boy, kick now.
Big kick down into the corner.
Come
on, referee.
He's being kicked. And a header back towards by Glebe Town towards their goalkeeper. The goalkeeper puts it down to do a long kick. Harry Taylor tries his hardest to close it down there. It's played towards the right, towards the dugout. Kept in well by the Glebe right winger. And it's clips off an ear of Tam foot and goes out for a Glebe throw. There really can't be long to go now. Glebe are about 10, 15 yards in their half on the right-hand side. About to take throw. You can hear the come on ear of chants by the fans. We've got two very nervous children who should know better and be in Beggs this a school night. But you're very nervous, aren't you, young man?
Yes.
Yeah. Glebe now on the right-hand side. Left foot cross comes in. A header's flicked on. Mackenzie Herfoley holds again from close range. This has got to be it now, surely.
How long has this been?
Oh, it's got to be 6 minutes, around 6 minutes. He's got it in his hands. The keeper's backpedalling now. Oh, the referee's backpedalling. Any minute now, ref would blow this whistle. That would be divine. Thank you very much. A kick only as far as the halfway line, blocked by a Glebe player. Taz is about to kick it. It's cleared by George Goodwin. Still no sign of a whistle. Play towards Harry Taylor on the turn and the left-hand side. Battling well, gets clipped. The referee gives the free kick. This is fantastic stuff from here of town. And I'll tell you what an advert for knockout football this is tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. This has been great. It's been a really good tie. And we were looking like we were never going to get back into it. And then once Tom got that goal, got us back into it, we have looked first at everything. We've been doing really well and we're seeing this game out.
Referee has a look at his watch. Whistle is blown and a free kick's given now. On the left-hand side to Erith Town. Is it a free kick or is it a throw? Or where is always a throw then? But the referee keeps looking at that watch.
Yeah.
He does not want to blow this whistle. Throwing down the line towards... The whistle's in his mouth. Yeah. Erith Town Football Club are in the final of the Skeffel Premier Division playoff. We don't do things by half at this club.
No, we don't. And we don't do them easy either. We make it as hard for ourselves as we possibly can. But blimey, we're in the final.
Do we want to go behind again in the final? Because we keep coming back.
Well, you get the same result. I don't care how it goes.
If we could just be 4-0 up at half-time.
Yeah, that would suck.
That would do us a right favour. But there we are. They're all going over to where the fans are now. And I'm going to take the kids over to see the fans. Come on, let's go. 1-0. We'll catch up with Adam Woodward after this one. Well played, Erith Town. Adam, Kent Senior Trophy winners, Skeffel Challenge Cup winners, Skeffel Premier Division playoff finalists at least. How do we feel, mate?
Been a great season so far. One more game. If it's 56th or 57th game, but no, these boys don't know when to give up and they've been superb again tonight.
Yeah. I think the first 15, 20 minutes, I'm not sure what your tactics were or the Glebe's management. It seemed a little bit cagey, a little bit... Both teams struggling to express themselves, wanting to calm the game down to a degree. But then when Glebe got their goal, it opened up the sort of floodgates, if you will, and then Erith really went for it.
Yeah, we didn't know what to expect, obviously, since the management change at Glebe. So we wasn't too sure. So it was a cagey effect and we had to take 15, 20 minutes to work them out, realise it was going to be more direct than what they usually are. But no, full credit, the boys adapted well, and I thought we dominated from start to finish.
Yeah, during the first half and early stages of the second, I'm guilty to say that I thought Glebe were controlling the tempo quite well on the better side. But in hindsight, and looking back, apart from the goal when the one tipped over by McKenzie, they didn't really do a great deal to you.
No, they didn't do nothing. We should have been 4-1 up at half-time. I've got a goal that was offside. So, no, I said to the boys at half-time, just believe. You'll get chances, you'll win the game. You've just got to believe that.
Yeah. Defensively, I did think Glebe played well. I think you were knocking on the door a lot. I think a lot of the times, it just didn't seem like it was going to be our day. But once again, your boys stepped up.
Harry Taylor absolutely dominated Jamie Coyle and Aaron Gould. The goalkeeper's probably got mad in the match. They've kept 4 clean sheets in the last 4 games. We've scored 2 against them tonight and should have scored 6. We dominated and battered them from start to finish.
That's what I mean when I said it just didn't seem to be going in.
Harry Taylor's like a young Matt Smith or a young Gary Alexander.
Yeah. So, what a compliment that is.
Well, yeah, my uncle wouldn't buy that one. But no, you know what? A car, full credit to the players.
Absolutely, and you know what?
And the management team, to be honest, because the 2 changes we made with Dyer and Brad, they were made by, Bradley and Ladic. They were made by my management team. I chose different subs. They said, why don't we look at this? And we had a little vote between us, and yeah, full credit's got to go to Greeny, Russell, Taz and Al. Again, I'm so thankful for them. They argue with me, they tell me certain things, and without them guys tonight, we don't win the game.
No, absolutely. And, you know, he only had a bit of a cameo at the end, Aaron Jeffrey, but how important was he when he came on for the last few minutes?
Superb, Taz. Fucking superb. Like I said, it's hard tonight to leave him out because I think he's been brilliant and I think it's really harsh of me to leave him out. Sometimes he's one of my best mates, sometimes it's probably because we're so close. But, yeah, I think he deserves a lot of credit, especially he was unbelievable at Snodland. Got man of the match, and to be fair, I'm probably a little bit harsh. Maybe I should have started him tonight, but I didn't. I went with Goodwin, and he don't mind. He comes on, sees the game out.
Final thing as well, it was a packed house here today, Glebe, but it seemed packed.
Yeah, it was a poor crowd. I hope we get more for the final.
No, I meant packed in the sense that there was a lot of Ear of Town fans.
Oh, yeah, Ear of Town. I expect us to make sure we get a big crowd on Saturday as well, Monday as well.
Mm. Yeah, congratulations, mate. I'll let you get back to your Coca Cola.
Thank you.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.